I just didn't know it was the word for that. Eierlikör is the German word for it. I know that. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Eierlikör.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to do. I think it's one of the most disgusting things on the planet.
This is the Self-Recording Band Podcast, the show where we help you make exciting records on your own, wherever you are, DIY style. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the Self-Recording Band Podcast. I am your host, Benedikt Hein, and I'm here with my friend and co-host, Malcolm Owen Flood. How are you, Malcolm?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm great, man. I'm good. I'm like 3 cups of coffee in, ready to go. We've been talking about gear and studio upgrades and moving and all sorts of stuff already before we jumped into this. So it's a good morning so far, man. How are you?
It's good. I'm good as well. Thanks. I think this year was just a little too much. So I kind of feel
what an understatement.
Really feel the stress and everything. So I'm good, but also exhausted, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time is just a construct, man. It's all, you know, whatever. It's just, it's like, what is a year? But I mean, a year is a scientific thing as well. But at like the same time, it shouldn't really, like, it's not like 2021 is in nature just different than 2020, right? Yeah. The same seasons happen. But I really am stoked that 2020 is ending.
Yeah.
All that said, I'm like, oh God. End it.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Things have been completely different than what I expected them to be. Like, we all expected something different, I guess. And I don't know. I'm also thinking the same as you did. Just like, I don't know if it's going to be better as soon as we hit 2021.
Because,
like, all the things that didn't get done will still not be done in 2021. And we still need to figure things out. And we still... the whole COVID thing will not be over. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a light switch that we just got to flick at New Year's.
Nope, not at all. But I still think that we should like take a little break at the end of this like construct that is a year and like just take a little break, reflect on maybe what 2020 taught us, because there are some things that... Yeah, that, I mean, there's always something positive, you know,
that you
can see and stuff in like even a year like this. And there's been a lot of things that this year has taught myself. And I just think it's time to reflect a little, think about what we can do differently next year, even if next year is not going to be any different or better. Even like, let's say it's going to be even worse or it's going to be the same or whatever. Maybe we can react to it differently. Maybe we can do different things despite the situation. Like, I think it's worth thinking about that stuff. And the number one thing that it taught me was that I figured out that I'm a very, very impatient person. I always knew I am, but like, I'm more impatient than I even thought I would be. So I kind of was a dick to myself sometimes because I got frustrated over things that I didn't get done and like, sometimes I blamed it on myself. Sometimes I blamed it on the year. But bottom line is I did my best. Some things didn't get done or will get done later. But I need to be more patient. I need to be a little more calm. It's like the Stoic thing where you can't control certain things that happen, but you can control how you react to them. That's the thing that I need to really remember in 2021 and just... be okay with whatever happens as long as I do my best, I guess.
Yeah. The start of this whole thing, like 2020 started in January. Whoa. But like it really started in March when the world shut down. That's really when I feel like the era that we're living in right now began. And I think like a lot of people got depressed to some descent or some degree in that period. And I was thinking about that because I definitely went through a weird phase where it's just like, you know, life was flipped upside down. And I was thinking about it and it was like I had to come face to face with what was an obstacle versus an excuse. And what I had been saying were obstacles were now just excuses because I had all the time in the world to accomplish things, right? And they still weren't getting done. So like, what was that about? And that was like a weird thing for me, but like, I feel like I learned a lot through that. And I don't know, overall, I'm actually thrilled with what was accomplished this year. It was just harder to do it than usual.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
But I feel like if the world flipped back to normal right now, we're all like better trained athletes in a sense. Like we've learned how to do things in worse circumstances. So if we get back to an easier way of living, we're just going to be like primed machines ready to go. Like the amount of musicians that have developed recording skills this year, with or without our podcast, is incredible. My mixing skills are way ahead, you know, like my remote workflow is just like a new animal as well. Like all of these new kind of skill sets that we just had to, that maybe we already used, but now had to be developed to another level to continue to thrive, are just, they're better than they were. So I think that's something we can be grateful for.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's interesting you say it that way, because for me, it was kind of, I agree with what you said, but for me, it was kind of the opposite way around. So when this all started in spring, I was like, well, like it's the shitty situation, but at the same time, I was kind of happy for the extra time that I got. And I thought, well, that's like, for me personally, like time-wise, that's a perfect timing, because I can now finish my course and work on all this stuff because nothing else is happening, you know? So I figured this would even like boost my productivity, and I would get my course done faster, and people would need it more than ever now. And so I thought it's the perfect situation in for that specific thing, not in general, of course. but then I realized that this wasn't true, because I have a family and I have a life outside of audio and business and stuff. And they, of course, needed me, and I wanted to be with them, because we like quarantine and like all the like staying at home a lot, kindergarten is closed and everything. I needed to be with my family more than before. And I didn't want to leave them alone as much. And so
that's kind of what I mean, is that, like those, the time was your excuse before all of a sudden everything changed. And mind you, you're right, you didn't get more time. But we had to like kind of realize that it's life and circumstance. It's not just like whatever we're, you know, like saying like this is stopping us. It's a lot of stuff stopping us. So we actually had to deal with it. And
yeah.
Sorry.
You're totally right. Yeah. And then later in the year, I sort of started to panic. Like when everyone else was already done with panicking, I started to panic, because I realized, oh God, I'm not getting things done. I'm not getting the course done that I've announced. I don't know when it will ever be done, because all of a sudden my mixing projects came back and I got more work than ever, which is great. But then the calendar filled up and I need to provide for my family, and that's my main job. So I haven't earned a single... I haven't earned anything with the self-recording band yet. So I need to focus on mixing music still. And I had a lot of work, a lot of great projects to work on. But I looked at my calendar and I saw and I realized that there's no room left to finish this course and to work on all this, all these things that I had planned. And the only time window that I had was in spring, and that's over and gone. And like, I spent that time with the family a lot, which is great and the right thing to do. But yeah. And then I started to panic because I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel anymore. And yeah, and then I mixed. I tried to get all these things done. And now I'm starting to get a little more calm again. And I'm starting to realize that I did everything I could. And I had to adjust to the situation. And now it's time to stop using these excuses and now it's the time to come up with a new plan. Like most of the projects are over now. I can start over again. Now I need to finish everything that I set out to do. And that's basically it. But I really panicked. I really had a phase this year where it was hard. It was really, really hard, because I was saying a couple of times to my wife, for example, that maybe I just won't finish this course. Maybe I'm just going to abandon it because it will never get done, you know? But it did, and now it's finished.
Now I can
finally upload it, and I can finally release it in the new year. And I think it's going to be better than it would have been earlier. So that's also good. I had a chance to improve everything.
Yeah. I mean, just think about this podcast. Like, we started this recording this podcast before all of the COVID stuff happened, and now we're like a year in. We're over a year since we started recording, probably, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Did we? Oh, we checked this other week, but I can't remember what it was. But I'm pretty sure we've passed it now.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing, dude. I love that. And like we've learned so much about what people want to learn about and all that. So like the podcast has come so far in itself. Podcast meetup December 31st. That's the one I just found. That's pretty cool.
Okay, then we're close to a year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there was another one, but that's definitely. One of them. That's cool.
I mean, the connections we made through this podcast as well, the people who have reached out to us, the engagement that grew over the year, the opportunities we got through it, like, it's totally something we should be grateful for. Also, the fact that we did miss a single week, it's also something that we can be proud of despite this year. So it's not that we didn't get anything done. We mixed a ton of records. You dove into this whole film set, whatever sound world that I have no idea of. But you know, you just did completely new things that you didn't expect yourself probably. And so we did a lot of things. Just, it was just different than we thought it would be.
It was so different. I mean, when we started this, I just launched Stone Mastering, which is my mastering facing company. And I thought that was going to be, like, I thought 12 months from now, that's all I'll be doing. And the world had different plans for me. I'm doing more mixing than I've ever done in my life now. And a lot of producing still as well. So it's like, I'm going to butcher it, but a fellow that we both highly respect, Chris Graham, said that your career is like a mix of what you want to do and what people want you to do, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like the universe of musicians wanted me to keep mixing and producing the records. And I kind of fell back into that. I'm still mastering stuff for people, but it's like a total change in what I thought was the future. It's amazing. And then, the TV stuff as well. It's all different. Not to mind podcasting. I mean, I've got this show with you. I've got my own show. I'm doing hours and hours of podcasting every week, like clockwork. And that didn't exist in my life a year ago.
Totally. Crazy. And it's become, you're right. It's become so normal. Now, I can't even think how it was like without podcasting. it's so normal. I've done my other podcast for 2 years now, this one for over a year. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
But why are we talking about all this? Because I think we just wanted to use this episode to kind of do a recap of this year, to reflect back on what we've learned from this year, and also to just wish you happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everyone, and say thank you for listening to the show, because as we said, we are very grateful for the show and for our audience, for the engagement we get, for your messages, for your posts in the Facebook community, for the emails we get, for everything. We're really grateful and just happy about all of that. And we just wanted to let you know that this is the case. And we just wanted to do an easy episode saying you that and talking about this crappy year and finding some things that weren't as crappy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hopefully this podcast and the Self-Recording Band community has been helpful for you through all of this and given you something to focus on and skills to develop and the tools you need. Honestly, when I get like a DM from one of you, it's like, it just like my day is like, oh, this is so cool. It's working. People are actually like learning from this. Like it's not just us pissing in the wind.
Yeah, totally.
People actually find it useful. So that's really cool. Also, there's been people reaching out lately that have been like, oh, like longtime fan, got in on episode 2. And I'm like, where have you been? Like, why didn't you reach out before? So if you're one of those lurkers that's just been listening from afar for an entire year, please reach out. I mean, we got the Self-Recording Band community on Facebook, which is the best place to reach out to us, but also, reach out personally on our Instagrams and stuff like that. I love that. It's cool seeing like the stories and I like people adding me on Instagram.
Yeah, totally. I agree 100% with that. What's also great was that I just recently, or like right now, I am mixing. It's like the last bigger project of this year. I'm mixing a record for a band that I've known them before, but the person in the band who's doing the recording, the tech person in the band, is a listener of this podcast. And he's also one of my test students. He was in the course from the beginning, even though the course is not even finished yet. I'm uploading the last couple of videos now, but he's been like with me and with what he's been following what we do here and what I do on this platform for about a year or so, or even like a little more than that. And he took everything very seriously. And he's like the poster child student. Like he's the, you know, like the, he did everything as good as well as he could and followed every advice and took everything to heart and really implemented everything. And now I got his tracks from his band to mix. And these are some of the best mixes that I've ever done. Like just because the source material is so great. And because like it's a really, really well done DIY record. So shout out to Love 40 Down. That's the name of the band. They delivered tracks that are really like recorded and produced to a pretty high standard with minimum like equipment, like cheap interfaces, a couple of great mics, of course, but like nothing spectacular, recorded in a basement and rehearsal room. And they just took the advice, implemented it, asked questions, improved, made mistakes, improved again. And they did that over the course of this year. And what they finally delivered is just awesome. So, and that makes me really, really happy because it's proof that it works. It's proof that the course works. It's proof that the podcast has an impact on people. And this is like the best way for me to end this year, to listen to these mixes and just be happy that I guided this band through the whole process. Hey friend, this is Benedict from the selfrecordingband.com, and if you are producing your own songs, I have a question for you. Do you ever listen to your music and feel like something is just off? Maybe the drums sound weak, or the guitar tone bothers you, maybe the vocals don't really cut through the mix, or the whole thing just doesn't sound finished and professional, but you can't really put your finger on it? I know you want to release big, punchy, professional sounding songs, right? The type of authentic, unique art that connects with your audience on a deep level. But you're just not sure what's missing with your recordings. Somehow you just can't connect all the dots. And I get it, the amount of things to learn and all the conflicting information out there can be really overwhelming. Especially if you're a lone wolf trying to figure it all out on your own, right? Now here's the good news. Whether you've been self-recording for years, or you're just setting up your first home studio, I want to offer you my personal one-on-one help. As long as you are determined to put in the work, I'm offering a limited amount of free one-on-one coaching calls with me. On this hour-long call, we'll dive deep into your recordings and create a personalized roadmap for you to finally solve the issues you're struggling with so that you can release music that you'll be proud of forever. If you are ready to see and believe that it's actually possible to achieve your goals and make the records you've always wanted to make, then go to theselfrecordingband.com/call and apply for one of my limited coaching spots. I can assure you that making exciting and successful DIY records is very doable. We've done it, lots of other people have done it, you can do it as well. Talk soon, theselfrecordingband.com/call.
Oh, it's totally making a difference, man. The tracks I get to mix, the same thing. Like, just maybe it's one thing they took away from the podcast, and it's just fresh guitar strings, just becoming a joke on the podcast. But honestly, like, or like when I went into the studio with a band and they all had fresh strings, even the bass player, and like I'm like, yes, like yes, and it's because they listened to the podcast. I mean, maybe. But well, in this case, it was. I asked, but it's really helping them, and that in turn helps us when we end up doing the mixer master for them. So it's really cool. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, totally. By the way, the guy who tagged us in the comment with the fresh strings meme this week, that's the guy from this band. That's Torsten. That's the bassist of Love 40 Down, and the one who records all of their stuff. And he's exactly the guy I was talking about.
That's great.
Tons of things to be grateful for. And by the way, if you're wondering what course I'm talking about, if you've not like just recently started listening to the show, I've been working on a really, really in-depth recording course for bands who record themselves. It's called the Self-Recording Band Academy. It's like a flagship course that covers everything from songwriting, to like obviously recording, getting your equipment right, getting the right equipment, setting everything up, room acoustics, tons of like mindset, philosophy sort of lessons. And then, of course, also the technical engineering part, like all the way through to exporting, consolidating your files so that you have tracks in the end that are well-produced, well-engineered, that can be turned into solid gold in the mixing process. So that's the course that I've been working on. I was planning to release that course way earlier, so I wanted to release it in spring or summer at the latest. I started doing a beta project with a couple of students in end of February 2020. But as I said, everything just went a little different. And now it took almost a year to get this finished. But now it is finished. And I've been uploading videos during the last couple of days. And I'm going to release it to the public early 2021. And if you want to be part of that program, if you want to join that course, if you want to buy that course and go through the whole program, you can sign up for our waiting list and be the first to know. And you'll also get a little special deal if you do that. So if you go to the selfrecordingband.com/academy waiting list, you can sign up there. And you'll be among the first batch of students that get the final version of the course. And I can't wait to start this because I now see that it really works. I now see the first results of people who went through the course. And yeah, I'm just super excited for it. It took way longer than I planned, but it turned out even better, and it's going to be very, very soon. So sign up there. That's one thing that I wanted to let you know. And other than that, I have kind of a New Year's resolution that's a little different because it's actually that I want to do less next year. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to announce anything new before I've implemented everything that I've already announced this year because everything went so differently. So the course, one thing, and also the things that I announced about the podcast and the whole platform. So our interview episodes, the expert episodes where we ask people from Facebook groups, the like community episodes where we include like feedback from our listeners, all that sort of stuff that I've been announcing. I won't announce anything new, even like... Sometimes I just have an idea and I want to put it out there in the world, but I just won't do that now until everything has been done that I wanted to do. So that's sort of my resolution.
It's going to be a busy January.
Yeah. Sorry?
It's going to be a busy January.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be all done in January. I just keep on grinding and keep on doing it until it's finished. But what I can say is the course is done and will be out very soon. And what I can also say is the next couple of episodes will be... Some of those will be the episodes that I've been just talking about. So next week, we'll do an episode where we asked like people who run Facebook groups, popular home recording Facebook groups or audio Facebook groups in general. We asked them a question and we're gonna feature them on our show, on the podcast, and comment on their advice and give like our advice on the same topic. So that's going to be the first expert episode, let's call it that way, because these people observe thousands of DIY engineers every single day in their groups. And we just figured we're going to ask them what they like. Yeah, because they probably have the answer to some questions. That's going to be the next episode. And then we're going to do a couple of interview episodes. I can't really tell you who it's going to be, but we're going to start with interview episodes. And yeah. That's how we're going to start off 2021.
Great. I'm so stoked. It's going to be fun, man. And I am so glad your course is almost out.
Yeah,
what we've been building towards this whole time. So yeah, that's great. Definitely sign up for the... Have you pitched the waiting list yet?
Yes, the selfrecordingband.com/academy waiting list. And also, if you just go to my website, theselfrecordingband.com, on the top right, yeah, there it says Academy, and you just click on that and you get to the same page. So you can either directly go to theselfrecordingband.com/academy waiting list or just click Academy on our homepage. And there you can sign up for this waiting list. And I'm sure if you keep listening to the show, we're going to let you know when the course is available. But still, it's worth signing up for that waiting list. I'm just going to say that. So...
I'm sure there's a perk to being in there. So yeah, do that. And thanks again for listening, everyone. I'm going to quickly give a shout out to my other podcast because there has been some crossover, and that's really cool to hear that people are liking both podcasts. So just in case you don't know, I run another podcast called Your Band Sucks at Business, and it's a business podcast for bands trying to navigate the music industry. So trying to find management, marketing, branding, all that kind of stuff. And actually we've got a bunch of good guests that have just come out, guest episodes, and a couple more before the year ends. So definitely jump on there and check that stuff out. And if you like it, again, please connect with us on Instagram and the Self-Recording Band page. It's great hearing from you all. And I know there's people that are listening that still haven't done that. So get out there. It's where our community lives, and it's a cool spot on the internet.
Totally agreed. Yeah. And I can highly recommend Malcolm's podcast. I've been late as well with listening to it. I started listening to it a couple of months ago, and I haven't listened to every single episode, but the ones that I've listened to were awesome. I like the interviews, especially.
Yeah.
That's what I started
with.
Me too. They're the funnest one, I guess. And it's just a great show. And some parts of it really go together well with what we are talking about on this show sometimes, because it's a lot about mindset and the mindset and productivity things, especially those are present in both those podcasts. And
it's honestly a business podcast, or no, it's honestly a self-improvement mindset podcast disguised as a business podcast. With lessons in between, but so much of it is just trying to sharpen your own, your main tool, which is you.
Yeah, exactly. So again, what's the URL? Where should people go if you want to check out your podcast?
Yourbandsucksatbusiness.com, or just, any podcasting app, Spotify or whatever, you'll find it as well.
Awesome.
Right on.
Very, very cool. Yeah, do that. So let's wrap it up. Again, happy holidays, everyone. And take a break as well. Think back, reflect, think about what this year has taught you, what you might or might not do differently next year. Hope you can find some positive things as well in all of that, and excited for what's to come.
Yeah, have a rum and eggnog, and
we'll
see you next year. Rum and eggnog? Is that not a thing in Germany? Man, I've already had an entire carton of eggnog.
What?
not today, obviously. I'd be pretty belligerent, but rum and eggnog, that's a thing, man. You got to try it. If you like eggnog, you have to like eggnog.
I still didn't understand what you were even talking about, man.
Do you know what eggnog is?
No.
Okay. Wow. All right. I don't know how to explain this. It's like a very creamy drink. What is eggnog in Germany?
Eggnog. I'm just going to... I guess I can... is it... What's eggnog? Oh, yeah. I just didn't know it was the word for that. Eierlikör is the German word for it. I know that. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Eierlikör.
Whatever. Whatever you want to do. I think it's one of the most disgusting things on the planet. But
it's funny.
But yeah.
All right. People, if you like it, have a cup of Eierlikör or whatever it was called, and put some rum in it. All right. Let's wrap this up before we lose any more listeners.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Okay.
See you.
See you next week.
Bye. Hey friend, thanks again for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed this one, just know that this is just a tiny fraction, a small taste of what we can actually do to help you completely transform your recordings and mixes forever. If you are really serious about your music, if you want to reach your goals as a self-recording artist, then please apply now for the Self-Recording Syndicate, our coaching program that takes you from where you are to being able to completely independently produce and release exciting sounding music forever. If you join that program, you're going to be part of a very, very passionate, dedicated, committed group of self-recording artists from all around the world. And you're going to get a roadmap, guidance, feedback, personal access to me and the team. We're going to do everything, literally everything we can to help you make the best recordings you can possibly make. And it all starts with a free first call, completely free, no strings attached. best case scenario, we're going to end up working together and we're going to completely transform the way your music sounds. Worst case scenario, you're going to get an hour of free coaching and an action plan that you can then take and implement on your own. So if that sounds interesting to you, get started now with your first completely free call by going to theselfrecordingband.com/call or just click the link in the show notes. See you next week.